Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. The eve of the eve of the eve of a very important vote for the Americas, for North America, for the global success coming out of the pandemic. Mexico votes within hours, Sunday, June 2nd. And I welcome the professor to comment not just on the horse race between Morena and its handpicked, AMLO's handpicked candidate, Claudia Sheinbaum, but also the story we should look forward to from Mexico after this election. After all, no president in Mexico can succeed him or herself. So their six-year terms, what has been accomplished by AMLO, a very popular man, I'm told, grandfatherly, what does he look to accomplish by choosing the former mayor of Mexico City, Ms. Sheinbaum, understood as a technocrat, not a populist politician. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you. I read Reuters. Latin America's number two economy will hold its largest election ever, with more than 20,000 local, state, and federal government positions up for grabs, 100 million Mexicans eligible to vote. What are you looking for in this vote, Professor? The polls tell us it is not close as we go into the final hours. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, certainly the presidential election may be the least surprising thing that happens on Mexico on June 2nd. As you pointed out, virtually all of the polls that show AMLO's successor, Claudia Sheinbaum, will win by a large majority. As you also pointed out, you have likely the continuity with respect to eight gubernatorial races, which will take place, probably the continuation of the dominance of the Morena Party. There will be a selection of legislatures in both houses, as well as some 20,000 local officials. And so this will be a enormously big election. Beyond the election itself is the question of where we're at going forward. And so, as you alluded to, AMLO himself presided over a transition in Mexico that reflected the frustration of the Mexican people with endemic violence and corruption and other issues. But during his period in office, what you basically saw was the consolidation of the party, which was relatively new when he came in, his Morena movement, which came to, consolidate control over over governorships and political institutions across Mexico. So now, as Claudia Sheinbaum likely takes the mantle from him, replacing his very personalistic populist style of policy with a technocratic style. So as she comes in, a couple interesting questions. Number one is where Mexico goes with respect to its security challenges. Although AMLO tried to ratchet down the confrontational policy of the previous two Mexican leaders against the major cartels, the war and the fragmentation of those cartels saw something like 185,000 Mexicans killed. And so the question is, how Claudia Sheinbaum tries to replicate some of the successes that there was when she was in Mexico City as mayor against crime and violence nationally. And so she's talked about doing things like increasing the number of prosecutors and investigators, as well as expanding the size of the National Guard. But beyond that, questions of what she will do with respect to the very important U.S.-Mexico relation, not only in terms of cooperation on immigration, but also cooperation on some of the technical issues of the trade relationship, especially given that the agreement that binds the U.S.-Mexico and Canada, USMCA, will be up for renegotiation at the beginning of her term in 2026. And there'll be a number of issues there, including, for example, the use of USMCA by Chinese companies, which are coming in very quickly into Mexico, seeking access to that market. Also, there'll be issues with respect to Mexico's future energy posture. Again, Claudia Sheinbaum, a very pro green energy, very focused on climate change issues, very different than AMLO. And so the question becomes, what will be her posture towards green energy production in the role of the Federal Energy Corporation, the CFE, as well as whether she will continue AMLO's policies in favoring Pemex. And of course, beyond that, a series of other issues of how she will address Mexico's relationship with China and other parts of the world, whether she'll be a little bit less xenophobic than AMLO was, while at the same time, how she will take forward the U.S. Relationship with Mexico in the context of Mexico's interest in China, which has an increasing role. So there's lots of things that may subtly shift and a lot of important questions as Claudia Sheinbaum likely wins and then takes forward the policy with both continuity and potential change.
Ms. Galvez, former senator and a businesswoman known for entrepreneurship by her bootstraps, is the opposition. I can't say that she represents an extreme difference from Sheinbaum. I can say that she represents the idea of libertarian thought in Mexico, which we can all agree is a positive. At the same time, I puzzle about how Mexico sees its future. Is it a left-right state the way America is? Is it law enforcement versus cartels? What are the opposites in Mexico that Ms. Galvez has talked about? Has she talked about crime control? Has she talked about the border and immigration? What are her issues?
Well, certainly the elections in Mexico have defied to some degree that the left-right split. And so, indeed, Xochitl Galvez as the representative of the Mexican establishment was improbable because Galvez herself was a bit of a maverick, although her claim to fame was largely her feisty attacks against AMLO for different reasons. But certainly she tends to lean a little bit more with respect to, pushing forward, harder on confronting the cartels, especially, Sinaloa, something that the perception that AMLO has been too easy on the Sinaloa cartel has been a critical issue. And again, Mexico's traditional business elites, the old PRI and PRI, as well as the once left PRD, all of which have come under her umbrella. But really, again, for Mexico, some of the core issues that Sheinbaum, ironically, again, kind of taking the mantle of the left, but really taking a technocratic mantle. The question is the U.S. relationship in the management of NAFTA. It's a question of Mexico's future policy on climate as well as energy production. It's the question of the management of the criminal challenges and how one brings down that considerable violence which has accompanied the fragmentation of the cartels and drug movements through Mexico, as well as the question of how Mexico manages its role in Latin America in the world, including again the increasing presence of the Chinese and Mexican infrastructure projects in the energy sector and in other things, while at the same time maintaining a positive relationship with the United States. Remembering, of course, that, the interaction between the current Mexican election, bringing Sheinbaum forward, and what happens in the U.S. election with Joe Biden or Donald Trump, both of those things will impact the future of this vitally important relationship between the two.
The USMCA. How does that fit into Sheinbaum's promise to administration? Has she spoken at length about cooperating with the USMCA, or is she a person that's going to go for prosperity, which would be BYD, despite the friction that will cause with the United States and Canada?
Well, certainly Sheinbaum has not been excessively vocal on the USMCA issue, but of course, since NAFTA 1994, partnership between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada really has transformed all three of the countries. And really, neither one of the two major candidates nor the third candidate, Jorge Alvarez Maynez, have really questioned the idea of the importance of that economic relationship, certainly recognizing that, so much of the Mexican economy in the north and states like Nuevo León have been really plugged into, U.S.-related and to an extent Canada-related supply chains. And so there are more technical considerations of the management of certain parts of the relationship. Certainly, agricultural, trade between the two states, as well as manufacturing issues and some of the vehicles that have been established by USMCA. And again, I think to a certain degree, the existence of the USMCA framework is one of the things that has attracted many producers to Mexico and distributors to Mexico, with the broader tendency towards a nearshoring that has come from U.S.-China decoupling. And so in many ways, USMCA is kind of part of the framework that is transforming Mexico, and it's part of the framework of the relationship that gives Mexico incentives to continue cooperating closely with the United States on other issues like immigration, given the underlying importance of the economic relationship that really weds Mexican prosperity to the North American market as a whole.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. On the few days left till the major election in North America for the president of Mexico for a 6-year term, we turn to the troubled state of Venezuela. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.